This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate you, sir. Thank you for being here. Our folks at the bar, and things are getting busier here at Buffalo's Cafe in Cumming, Mike. It's been a fun day, man.
Man, we rolled in. We actually had people waiting for us, which always makes us feel good. So whether we're in East Ridge, Tennessee, or Cumming, Georgia, Carl, the big antenna of Dukes and Bell, we do appreciate the best listeners in town who really do love the vibe. And a lot of passion about the Braves today. A lot of passion about what the heck's going on with the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. You know, where are we going with this? A lot of uncertainty. And just real quick, I know we're going to talk Hawks later in the hour. A couple of guys at the bar just now were saying, want to believe in the Hawks, and you see an effort like that. So all this stirring in the Bula base that is our show today.
No doubt. I was just looking, and I apologize. I did laugh. I'm not even going to lie to you about this guy who went down last night at the Hawks game and had to be taken out on a stretcher. Now,
you saw that video.
Well, listen, I would never laugh at someone injuring themselves. Now, a lot of people thought this was an April Fool's joke.
Right.
Because it was April Fool's yesterday.
Get him a body bag, Johnny.
But, you know, he goes to shoot a layup, slips, and then grabs his knee, and you're like, come on, man, stop playing. And then all of a sudden, you realize this guy is really injured. And I said,
he's flailing like a salmon.
Oh, and then They take him out on a stretcher, and I'm left. Does anybody know who this brother is? Anybody know who this dude was?
Now, it's not as bad as the guy that was like, remember, like, was he like an Air Force officer?
Oh, yeah.
Who couldn't make a layup? That was a couple years ago.
That's right.
Video that went viral. And it was like, this guy's never played a pickup game in his life. But, see, I got to be honest. When I saw the video, I thought, as they say in wrestling, I thought it was like a work.
I did, too.
I thought it was like a fake.
Well, when the way he grabs his knee and you're like, oh, that looked a little fake with the slip. But apparently he went out on a stretcher. Either way, it's making, you know, it's rounds.
It's gone viral.
Yeah, and people are checking it out and going, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Speaking of the NBA, before we get to Falcons, real quick, this just in from Shams, Mike. 76ers star Joel Embiid will undergo arthroscopic surgery on his left knee next week. Remember, he was shut down.
So much for the process.
Embiid was ruled out for the season in late February, and 76ers met with team doctors to determine the best possible way to alleviate the pain. He's had this pain in his knee, went to the Olympics. Remember, wins the gold with the men, but
right.
Didn't play as much as we thought he might, and a lot of people said he probably shouldn't have done that. Then he comes back, starts the NBA season, and never really helped the Sixers this year.
This goes back to, you know, when you hear about, you always say, people, they hear it. They hear the criticism. And there was a lot of folks that were saying, and can you imagine what a pressure cooker Philadelphia is to say, Embiid, get your butt out there. And he did, and now it's exacerbated the situation. We could argue that Bogey was banged up from the Olympics experience too. He's no longer with the Hawks. But a lot of wear and tear. People don't want to hear about it, but it's a real thing. Speaking of wear and tear, Arthur Blank's been through the mill this last, 6 months? Whether or not, initially, I always felt, you and I debated this, I always felt Arthur Blank said, I never want to be in quarterback hell. Get me two quarterbacks. And then later on, D. Led came on the show, D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC, said, nah. He goes, Coach Ra had a relationship with Kirk Cousins from his days back then called the Redskins. And then, honestly, wholeheartedly, our general manager, Terry Fano, just really believed in Michael Penix. And so that's how we got to double the whammy on quarterback. But then we get to this knucklehead situation with Kirk Cousins, which got Arthur Blank on the phone with him and later on talking to Steve Wyche.
He spent an hour. We learned that yesterday with Kirk Cousins. When's the last time you've been on the phone with anybody for an hour? You don't get to answer that. You text a lot, don't you?
Is it your mind?
There's a kid in the audience here. How old are you, by the way? Oh, yeah. You're texting. You're not on the phone.
He's very tall.
I cannot even lie to you. I've not been on the phone with family members for an hour.
All right,
okay?
Time out.
I'm just saying. That's a long time.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions. You and I both have some high-maintenance relatives.
It's a long time.
I won't. 5 minutes, tops. An hour? What can you say to Kirk Cousins? If I was Arthur Blank, I'd say to you, so, Kirk, were you lying in the fall or were you lying at the Super Bowl? You big liar? I'm Arthur Blank, and you're a big fat liar.
Either way, he gave him the time. Our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network, and we're going to get Steve on the show here, but he caught up with Arthur yesterday, and I just want you to hear a little bit of this. This is in regards to Cousins, okay? So Steve Weiss, NFL Network, sitting down with our owner, Arthur Blank. This is what he asked him.
All right, Mr. Blank, of course, when it comes to your team, the topic is your backup quarterback, Kirk Cousins. And I know you and he spoke about that conversation. What was conveyed in that conversation that relates to his future with the Falcons?
Well, we spoke for about an hour. He asked to chat with me, and I said, of course. And I told Kirk, started the conversation, I said, look, I'm here to really listen. I took five pages of notes, literally five pages of notes. I made some comments back to him, shared some thoughts that I had from a franchise standpoint. It could not have been a more cordial and more respectful conversation. I heard everything you said. I understand everything you said. And he also understood where we were as a team and as a franchise. But I think it created, clarity about what he hoped for and what his views were and what happened and why it happened, et cetera. And so I think we're in a good place, and he ends up being our backup quarterback. We have the best in the National Football League, which is always a good thing. If we end up making a different decision, we'll move on. I just want to reinforce this. He could not be more of a gentleman. I mean, 14th year going into the NFL this coming year, 6-6 with the Commanders and then with Vikings and 1 year with us. But I mean, he's got, a great heart, a great spirit. He bleeds the NFL. He's great with teammates, great with fans, very spiritual guy, great family guy. And so, I mean, we'll both end up doing the right things for the right reasons, and we'll be fine.
At any point in that conversation, did he express that he did not want to be with the Falcons?
Well, I think he made it clear that, in his best interest would be to have an opportunity to, test free agency, and I understood why. But he also understands that we have a contract, and we've paid him a great deal of money. He understands that. Because he's really smart economically and football-wise, certainly. So he understood our position as well. It was a very, very cordial, good listening conversation. I did most of the listening. He did some. And we ended up, being in a good place, I think. And we'll see.
So that tells you exactly what Mike and I have been saying. Kirk likes to talk a lot.
Could Kirk, right, you and I have had some great conversations with Arthur Blank over the years. Is Kirk the only person who can actually have a conversation with Arthur Blank and talk more than Arthur Blank?
Well, that's hard to do. And when Arthur says, I listened a lot, that tells you everything you need to know. He's probably just on the phone.
Remember Arthur, the story that came out yesterday, I think it was D-Led, said that Arthur had five pages of notes. Did Arthur have a stenographer for this conversation?
Kirk, say that again. A little bit louder.
Hold on, Kirk. My stenographer didn't catch that.
Come on.
I mean, I got to be honest. If I could show you the hand gestures of the folks at the bar right now, it would be an X-rated show. But no, it's just, I think that Arthur's being more than diplomatic here and kind of bending over more than backwards. Kirk, you pretended to be healthy when you weren't, then said you weren't healthy to try to bolster your position around the league at the Super Bowl. So, Arthur's doing him a lot nicer than I would if I was the owner of the Falcons.
Yeah, look, there is, I do think, Mike, there's a respect level. You got to keep it above board, right? You just do.
You want to get him off the, and you want him to sign off on a trade.
You're trying to handle this the best way you possibly can. But I agree. Like, Arthur Blank don't owe him that. Dude, I cut you a $100 million check. I don't owe you an hour on the phone just because you're feeling some kind of way.
Right.
But he's doing business like Arthur always does it, the right way.
Above board.
Yes.
But I would say that, you know, could you imagine, just for argument's sake, maybe a Jim Irsay on the phone? Be a little bit different conversation. You know, be a very shorter conversation. Probably. I would imagine a little more volume.
Yeah.
You know, but, or Mara, or who knows. And Arthur being diplomatic, because unfortunately, as Arthur did say all the right things, Arthur has no leverage. Kirk Cousins has all the leverage in this argument, in this situation. And that's hard to get your head around, but that's the fact.
Hey, guys, coming up, Braves lineup is out. Switching things up a little bit. Are we, Snit? We're going to tell you what it looks like. Bryce Elder's on the hill tonight. And
we bringing back Obergefell?
We might need to bring back some other folks if this thing keeps going the way it is right now. Braves are winless. Mike and I are going to talk about it coming up here. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe, by the way. Thanks to everybody that's come out here hanging out.